Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Have you ever had an experience where you thought of yourself in one negative way, and most people around you didn't disagree with it? But one day, somebody came along and gave you a completely different evaluation. Since I became an adult, I've been known for being very organized among my circle of friends and families. But when I was a child, there was a time when I was extremely disorganized and lazy in all aspects of my life. During that time, at home, I was constantly scolded for not folding my clothes. And at school, whenever I received paper documents, instead of keeping them in a folder, I just squashed them into my desk. For this reason, there were many school letters that didn't make it to my home. I was living in such a disorganized state, and I was almost fully convinced that I was being lazy. Until one day, I visited my great aunt and showed her one of my lazy habits, and she came up with a totally different view of the matter. I hope that you will enjoy today's story. When my lazy habit got praised. When I was 7, I went through a phase which I call a lazy phase of my life. I was lazy to do many of the daily tasks that I was supposed to do, and I was trying to get around with doing as little as possible. During this period, my school desk was one of the messiest in my class, because I simply didn't bother to organize my belongings and study materials. But I also got creative in my lazy life. Back then, I used to wear a lot of button-up shirts. I was too lazy to fasten all the buttons each time I wore a shirt. So whenever I knew that I was going to wear it again, I would undo only the top few buttons and remove it as if it were a t-shirt, so that the next time I would wear it, I only had to fasten only a few buttons. My mother thought it was so lazy of me when she found out about this new habit of mine. I agreed. That summer, my mother and I went to visit my great aunt in Tokyo. In the evening, I was going to take a bath on my own, and my great aunt showed me how to use her bathroom. As she was about to leave me in the bathroom, I said to her, "Do you want to see my special method for taking off a shirt?" Being a person of great curiosity, my great aunt got excited. "A special method? What is it? Show me, show me." So I undid the top two buttons of my shirt and pulled it off like a t-shirt. I thought that my great aunt would also consider this to be a lazy habit and laugh about it, but she didn't. "Wow, what a clever method," she exclaimed instead. "From now on, I shall also use your method whenever I need to take off my button-up shirt." I asked her if she didn't think of this method to be lazy. "This isn't lazy. This is clever." My great aunt beamed before leaving the bathroom. As I took bath that night, I kept thinking about her reaction. I still thought it was lazy of me not to deal with all the buttons of my shirt, but hearing somebody explicitly liking my method and calling it clever did make me feel great about myself.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.